A number of suspects were arrested yesterday in one of Ukraine's most notorious crimes, the gruesome murder of a prominent journalist and critic of the country's old government. Solving the crime was a campaign pledge of Ukraine's new president, Viktor Yushchenko. As NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports, Yushchenko has wasted no time in pressing ahead with his agenda in a number of areas.
Some commentators expected the new Ukrainian president to take a go-slow approach after sweeping to power on the energy of the so-called Orange Revolution street protests. But that's not how it's turning out. Shortly after taking office, Yushchenko went straight into enemy territory, the industrial Donetsk region in the east of Ukraine. Many in that Russian-speaking region are hostile toward Yushchenko's pro-Western orientation, and he got just 5% of the vote there. Some protesters threw snowballs in the new president's direction as others screamed he was an American stooge. But that didn't stop an angry Yushchenko from warning local officials to clean up the Donetsk region's reputation for mafia-style dealings.
I want to tell you again, I don't like a criminal system of government, and I don't like the bribes that people are used to paying the authorities.
Yushchenko told the local functionaries that corruption would land them behind bars. And he told police and security officials they had a simple choice.
You can either abide by your oath and honor and defend the country, or you can go and serve your mafia bosses.
In order to try and clean up Ukraine's system of government, Yushchenko has named some unlikely figures to cabinet posts. The new interior minister is a former electrician turned populist politician with no police experience. Journalist Peter Byrne of the Kiev Post newspaper describes the new head of the former Ukrainian KGB, now called the SBU Security Service.
Turchinov, who's in charge of the SBU, he's a Baptist preacher with no experience in espionage or counterintelligence, and he's in charge of the SBU. He portrays himself as a God-fearing, fire-breathing type of guy.
One of the new leadership's first acts was to call for the cancellation of sham sell-offs of some state property. Cronies of the old government had been given control of Ukraine's largest steel mill for $800 million last year, an estimated one-third to one-half of its real value. But controversy erupted when Yushchenko's new prime minister, the fiery Yulia Tymoshenko, said the privatizations of as many as 3,000 companies might be reversed. Ukraine's tiny stock market plummeted. Economist Ksenia Lyapina of the Institute for Competitive Society says even talk of wholesale revisions of privatization deals could scare away investors.
Yushchenko has to give investors a very clear signal that what is happening now, these reprivatizations, are one-off acts limited to cleaning things up.
Yushchenko was later forced to contradict his own prime minister and say that no more than a few dozen companies, not 3,000, might be reprivatized. But the controversy was symptomatic of growing pains in the new administration and what some describe as overzealousness. This is Ukraine's biggest port in the city of Odessa on the Black Sea. Goods from all over the world come through here. The port also has gained a reputation as a smuggling conduit, with customs officials looking the other way in exchange for bribes. Yushchenko has threatened to fire the entire customs service hierarchy, and the government recently paraded smuggled gold and jewelry seized coming through Odessa. But the crackdown has created bottlenecks, according to port spokesman Anatoly Van Grook.
The shippers complain that all the customs people are searching 100% of all the loads here. That's paralyzed all the business, and this port could shut down as a result.
The mayor of Odessa, Ruslan Badilan, says auditors have been poring through every detail of the city's business on a daily basis since Yushchenko came to power. Badilan says there's a vendetta afoot against those officials who openly campaigned against Yushchenko.
It's clear what's going on. They're putting together lists of people according to how they vote. There's not a single city office that hasn't been checked. The coincidence is troubling.
Leaders of Yushchenko's Our Ukraine party deny there's any campaign to punish political foes. They accuse city officials here of lining their pockets through sweetheart deals with their cronies over the years. They say the abuses will be exposed and that the process of decriminalizing Ukraine's legendarily corrupt system will be repeated across the country. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Kyiv.